All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culk. It's July 18th, approximately 10 o'clock. We're meeting for a special meeting for just one item. And then I think Randy has something he'd like to talk about, Julie, if you've got a couple extra minutes. I don't have any opening comments, but I'd be happy if Randy or Julie has anything. Randy, do you have anything?
Thank you, but no, I have no opening comments either.
Commissioner Fedorchak, any comments?
No comments.
Okay, with that, we have one item on consent. I would move passage of the consent item.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
If I could just ask one question of the AML staff on the terms of this contract.
Yep, Jim is getting his mic ready, Julie.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, ready.
Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, well, that's it. What can you guys tell me about the terms of the contract in terms of what were the requirements for notice or if they had if this they could be terminated immediately upon cause, or what are the terms?
I guess on these we don't have any specific terms. Other than laying out there to be paid on an hourly basis, then if they went over 40 hours a week, we get time and a half. But as far as what yeah, there's no contract. And it was laid out in the interview what the expectations were for the for the job performance, and I guess we determined that his performance did not meet those expectations, and this was after Joan had met with him and discussed things on more than one time, and including giving him some written instructions.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, I was comfortable with all of that. I just wanted to just double-check because I hadn't seen any kind of an employment contract or whatever what the terms were. So it was hourly, and there was no signed contract for commitment of a certain length of time.
Julie, this is Darrell. On temporary employees or probationary employees can be terminated actually without cause, and it's not appealable. The only question is we got to make sure that it's not anything focusing on discrimination. You know, it's not like a full-time employee, but so under state law that we're allowed to do that without cause.
Okay. That was my only question. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. And this was all performance-based is the way I've seen
right.
it.
Right. That is right.
Yeah. Okay. It seemed very clear in the memo from Jim. So.
Okay. Any further questions, Julie?
That's it for me.
Okay.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Darrell. Before I forget, Julie, do you authorize Esther or someone to sign your name so we can finish the order today?
Yes.
Who would you like to authorize?
Esther,
okay. Esther, can you handle that? All right, perfect. Julie, Randy wanted to add one thing on for discussion if you've got a minute.
I do.
Floating slab scale, Randy and Mr. Fawn. So I don't know who's up wants to start.
I'll just turn it over to Mr. Fawn and let him explain it. It's pretty clear, I think, the direction we should go.
The this issue is about floating slab, the installation of a truck scale on a floating slab, which is a concrete slab, sort of like a driveway but without any expansion joints. It's a one solid slab of concrete, 12 inches thick usually, with reinforced, but no footings, like down to the below the frost level. We do not currently have our rules do not allow floating slabs, but we've been talking about considering that kind of installation. Staff has been visiting with Commissioner Chrisman. The reason why it's on the meeting today is because there is a service company that wants to bid on some new scales at four locations and would like to use this type of foundation, this floating slab type of foundation. We have looked at the states nearby surrounding North Dakota. We know that Minnesota and South Dakota do allow floating slabs. Minnesota has specific requirements of floating slabs. In this situation, if we do think it's an okay thing to maybe test or experiment with the floating slab installations, we would give a variance, and the variance would again require testing every 3 months to see if the scale maintains its accuracy. And that would go, I was thinking about that a little bit more this morning. I was thinking that it would probably go until we could get, like we did with Fairmount and Environmental Services, it would go to the end of 2014. And the reason why we thought about that was so that we could perhaps have a rule change in place by the time before the temporary waiver ended, but continue to monitor the accuracy of the scale.
Okay.
And the question today is whether the commission wants to consider, as you know, whether the commissioners want to consider providing a waiver for a floating slab type of installation.
If they install it on a floating slab and it turns out not to be accurate, what's the fix for that? How does the company convert it?
Well, they would have to change the installation totally to a foundation type of installation with piers and down below the frost level. It is a bit of a gamble on their part because we are watching it to see if it's really going to work in North Dakota. We feel pretty confident that it will if the installation is proper. If the scale does not maintain its accuracy, of course, that would show up on testing and it would be taken out of commercial service.
Okay. And would we have specific amounts that we would set up in advance, Pat, that would say if it's out of compliance by X amount each time, then that's considered unacceptable? Or because right now I'm not aware of what those might be now, but how would we determine that it's not in compliance?
We do not have specifics. We don't have any regulations regarding, on that issue. So we would have to determine it when we see the issues with the testing reports. If we see issues, we would have to make a determination at that point whether it is maintaining tolerance.
And would you envision setting that up ahead of time so the company would know what the expectations are? Or is that something we would do after the fact?
We don't have it set up in advance of this. This company wants to place a bid on 4 installations. They want to do that like within the next couple days, I think.
To extend on your question, Julie, is that I guess I share the same concern. I think maybe I'm hearing from you, but why have we never done this before would be one question I would ask. What's changed? And then is there a national standard that they could build to? And then if there isn't a national standard, could we modify a South Dakota standard? Because there's got to be, to me, they've got to give them a rule book that says you comply with A, B, C, D, E. This is the tolerance range. Otherwise, I'm not in the habit of us having to make a snap decision because they need something in a week to make a mistake on something.
First, I guess the national standard is the NIST standard, and we've talked about the NIST standard in the past.
So there is a national standard they can build this to, which would give a range of tolerance of when it's in accuracy, I would think.
No, there isn't. The NIST standard isn't that specific.
Okay.
There is a standard about when it's rejected. If it can't maintain a certain tolerance, it would be rejected from commercial service. But most cases, you go out and you find out that it's off by that much, you can adjust it, and then it's good again for a while, and that's why we're doing the quarterly tests to see if it maintains the correct adjustment. If it's out of tolerance every 3 months, then we would have a concern with the installation.
But there is a range of tolerance that's established.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a tolerance where you would reject a scale.
Yeah, this will really have the same standards as all of our other testing.
Yes.
And as the two previous variances that we gave for other reasons. And I think really the advantage here and the nice thing, this is maybe a coming trend that they use these floating slabs instead of slabs with footings and everything. And if these would be the chosen bidders and these would come online, it gives us a chance to see a little bit during our, you know, we have kind of talked about a few different rules that we'd like to change within our weights and measures program. It gives us a chance to have more frequent testing in the next year or year and a half to see once if these are a problem in North Dakota with our frost issues and things like that, or if in fact it is just fine. And if they are always off, we'll know it much earlier than if we gave them a permanent variance and they were just tested every 15 months. And if they turn out to be just fine, then there's no reason to have the rule against floating slabs.
I guess I didn't hear your answer, because what I thought when you answered Julie's question, that there wasn't a range or tolerance to deal with. So there is. Did I misunderstand that question, Julie, or did you understand his answer the same way I did?
Well, I think I understood it that, I mean, he did, first Pat said there isn't a tolerance, but then he said NIST has a certain tolerance. So I guess I'm assuming that NIST has a tolerance. It's the same for all of ours, and we follow that for all of our scales. And we wouldn't necessarily set a different one for these.
Let me clarify my answer a bit. And I thought in one part we're talking about the installation itself and whether there are any specifications for the installation. And the second part is, are there specifications for the scale? Okay, and are there tolerances that the scale has to meet? And the answer to the part about the scale is there are tolerances that scales have to meet, and if they don't meet those tolerances, they are rejected from commercial use. As far as the installation, the foundation, and the specifications for that, the NIST handbook does not get specific about how thick should the slab be, how much reinforcement bar should be in the slab. They do say, in general, that the foundation should be constructed in a way that maintains the integrity of the scale. Okay. Now, Minnesota has specific requirements for installation of a floating slab. South Dakota has some requirements, in general, they say follow the manufacturer's specs, and if they are more stringent than our minimum standard requirements. And I think that clarifies my question. My answer is that there's a part about the installation and there's a part about the scale itself.
What would we establish? Would we use Minnesota's? Would we do South Dakota's? Or how would we, in just such a short amount of time, establish what we want our specs to be?
In this situation, what we're relying on then is whether the scale is maintaining its accuracy, and that's why we're doing the more frequent testing.
But we're not going to have any specs. We're not going to establish any specs for how they install it.
We don't have anything in place, but personally, I'm going to make sure that they meet or exceed the Minnesota specs.
Okay. And how did you pick Minnesota over South Dakota, Pat?
Minnesota is equal to or better than South Dakota.
Okay, so they're the most stringent.
Yes.
I think Lana has a comment.
I heard one other question in the conversation about standards, and I might be wrong, but this is what I thought Pat was saying, not about the scale or the installation, but about when would we decide that that they didn't deserve a variance any longer? I don't think today we have specific, if you're out of tolerance every time we come, or if you're out of tolerance three times in a row or whatever. I don't think we have that in place, and that's what I heard Pat saying. It would, if we inspected and we saw out of tolerance not being maintained, we would have a case-by-case determination of, okay, this is enough, and come back to the commission and have to say, let's revoke the variance. Is that one Yes. additional area of right now there's no standard, but perhaps there will be eventually in a rule?
Correct.
That's correct.
And I think that Alana's comments brings up an important point to keep in mind as far as what the end game is with all of it. As we do a temporary variance like this, and for the duration of the temporary variance require quarterly testing, they're going to be anxious to have that having proven itself during this time period, so that either our rules will change or they'll get a permanent variance on it and can go to a less frequent testing requirement, because it costs money to get it tested every time. So,
sure, but the point about what's the standard to have them bill it to, because if we say, we don't give them any guidelines, and then we come back with the rules package that tells them how to do A, B, C, D, E, and they've already constructed it differently. But if Pat's already got something in his mind, I mean, you're looking for, this is a staff approval kind of thing, right?
What we're doing is we're finding out if the commission would entertain a waiver for this type of installation. And then if the commission will entertain that, we will notify the scale company and they'll put in a bid for floating slabs at these locations.
Well, I would certainly entertain a waiver, given all the things that you've talked about, as long as those are included, from my viewpoint.
As would I. I think it's a good plan.
Okay. Julie, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, that would be fine with me.
Okay.
I like the idea of spelling out that they meet or exceed the Minnesota guidelines, so they have something to go by.
Okay, perfect. Anything else, Patrick?
That's it.
Alana? Ryan? Do you have any close-up from before?
Nope.
Okay. Julie, any closing comments before we close the meeting?
Nope.
Randy?
I have none either, thank you.
I'm going out to Nayruk late Friday. Julie, Randy's going out sometime Sundays. I don't know when you're coming out, but if you need something, let us know.
I'm coming out on Tuesday, staying through Wednesday. So.
Okay, all right, we'll see you there. When's your forum at again? You said Tuesday your forum is?
Tuesday at 2 or 2:30, I believe.
Okay, sounds good. Yep. All right, with that, we'll close the special meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.